So Mallory McMorrow is throwing in the towel. She has suspended her bid for U.S. Senate here in the state of Michigan. That leaves Haley Stevens and Abdul Al-Sayed up for grabs on the Democratic side. So there has been a shakeup. Craig Monger, the state politics reporter with the Detroit News, joins me this morning to talk about it. Craig, this was, I suppose, surprising in the sense that this was a highly contested, highly politicized race, but she did seem to be sagging in some of the important numbers.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Chris. Good morning. I mean, I think Mallory had a lot of supporters, but just not enough to anywhere compete with what was happening with the Stevens and El-Sayed campaign this summer. I mean, El-Sayed has gained a lot of momentum in the polling amid this progressive movement that's kind of taking hold in Democratic politics right now. And Stevens has had millions upon millions of dollars of TV advertising come in to benefit her. And that kind of left McMorrow on an island. She didn't have any of the support that she needed to kind of catch up with what those two were doing. The polling showed she had fallen behind. There's a fundraising report deadline coming up in a couple days that she would have to show how much money she raised. I'm guessing that wasn't going to be too pretty. So I think she figured now's the time to get out.
Mm. You know, I don't, I have a hard time seeing what's happening in places like New York or Colorado happening here, where you have a much more progressive socialist candidate like Abdul Al-Sayed, elevating to that level, winning a contested primary, but we have seen it. There is precedent for it. What's happening inside the Democratic Party that you're seeing maybe elsewhere around the country that could be applicable here?
Well, I think it's something that's happening on both sides of the aisle, I think, to some extent, is that there's an intense anger with what's been happening in government. There's a desire to throw the people who are in office out. So I think that is kind of a factor in this. And I mean, to say that this is something that can't happen in Michigan, I don't think is necessarily correct. I mean, all we have to go back is a decade when everyone thought Hillary Clinton was going to win the Democratic primary in Michigan, and Bernie Sanders won this primary by a surprise. And I think that is the path that Abdul's trying to walk here, pull this upset over Stevens. There are different dynamics in this race. I mean, Stevens has a huge advantage in TV advertising. Clinton did not have that in 2016. Bernie's campaign was running a lot of ads here. But I think that, you know, that's something to watch. I mean, that is a map to victory in a Democratic primary. And you throw on top of that the frustration that a lot of Democratic primary voters are having right now with the incumbents, with corporate influence over politics. These are all things that Abdul's been talking a lot about on the campaign trail, and those things play into his hand.
I'm curious to know, though, we've seen how important a strong candidate can be in these races. And when you're going toe-to-toe against somebody in the opposite party, that's where you generally find yourself in tough spots. We saw it even out in West Michigan when Peter Meyer lost his seat, lost to a more hardline conservative backed by Donald Trump, and they ended up losing that seat. Obviously, Mike Rogers is a very formidable candidate, almost won the Senate race just 2 years ago, almost, will be 2 years ago come November. How does that factor in here?
Well, I think Republicans are eager to take on Abdul. I mean, there are a lot of Republicans that seem to be rooting for Abdul in this primary. They think they have a lot of advantages over him if they get to a general election. We'll see if that's right or not. I mean, who knows what's happening in 2026 in this campaign year, but they would like to see Abdul go on. What you're talking about is something we'll see on stage this week. There is a debate set for, I believe, Tuesday, and it was going to be three people on stage, Mallory, Abdul, and Haley. And now you're going to have just Abdul and Haley, and you're going to have this clash of ideas with two people who are very different in where they want the Democratic Party to go. That is going to be front and center. And I encourage people to watch this debate. I think it's going to be broadcast statewide through Wood TV. It's going to be a fascinating event.
Yeah, I agree. The thing that I've noticed about Abdul Al-Sayed, and obviously Haley Stevens has been in Congress now for years, but the thing about Abdul Al-Sayed is he's polished, right? He knows how to work a room. He knows how to handle these types of situations with the media. He knows how to handle the situation, certainly in a debate format now. You know, he is a much more formidable candidate now than when he was trying to run for governor, what, back in 2018?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I also think the Democratic Party has changed in a way that the primary electorate has shifted toward him. A lot of the ideas he was talking about in 2018 seemed, I think, to many Democratic primary voters a little aggressive at the time. The stuff he was talking about, you know, government-provided health insurance, taking on Blue Cross Blue Shield. I mean, those were ideas that were a little bit new at that time. And now there's a lot more support in the primary electorate for those ideas. I mean, he has a simple message that he has been sticking to on the campaign trail. He is very comfortable with himself. He is very comfortable talking to people one-on-one. I think voters like that. I think the issue is really going to be, how does he take this attack, take his campaign to Haley Stevens in a one-on-one fight now? Because that's something he has not been in before. And he runs a risk. You know, I've talked to a lot of Democratic consultants in the last 24 hours. He cannot be overly aggressive.
Right.
He cannot look like he's bullying Haley. That's something to watch for at this debate.
Yep. Craig Mauger, always great stuff. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend. We'll talk again soon, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. But again, now this turns into a two-horse race. Haley Stevens, Abdul El-Sayed, Mallory McMorrow suspending her campaign. But it does beg the question of what we're seeing across the country with more socialist candidates winning over incumbents, winning against folks that have been in the halls of Congress for years. And all of a sudden, you're seeing a dynamic shift. Partly, it's because of the party. They don't want what we're seeing on the Democratic side of things, at least, the same old song and dance. They don't want the establishment, the Chuck Schumers of the world. They're moving past that. But at the same time, it's incredibly difficult when you're balancing on the other side of that somebody with much more progressive views. That may be how the party electorate likes it, but is that good enough against somebody on the opposite side? Interesting note. 7 o'clock hour, get you caught up on the headlines. More next. It's JR Morning.